This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hamilton, the musical, is still going strong down the street here. Its success has inspired other Broadway shows with politics front and center. Here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The new Broadway shows feature two political women. One, Hillary and Clinton, is about a presidential candidate named Hillary. The other is a mostly one-woman show called What the Constitution Means to Me. Heidi Schreck wrote and stars in the play.
When I was in high school, I would travel the country giving speeches about the Constitution for prize money.
In the show, Schreck recalls her teenage years speaking about the Constitution, while her present-day self examines how the 14th Amendment about citizens' rights has affected her and generations of women in her family.
The Constitution doesn't tell you all the rights that you have because it doesn't know.
Schreck began writing the play about a decade ago, but her creative timeline has intersected with the zeitgeist. She says people have become tired of scrolling through Twitter alone and instead crave a communal space to vent.
It's a powerful time for people to be in the same room together and to contemplate what it is we want our country to become.
Off-Broadway has a long tradition of vigorous political offerings. Schreck's show had a successful run there, as did shows about the Trump and Bush administrations. But with these shows coming to Broadway, Asian American playwright Julia Cho says something feels different now.
Me too. I mean, Black Lives Matter. I just feel like there's been sort of wave after wave of these conscious raising movements that have left their imprint on the mass culture.
But on The Great White Way, there is a different theme. The marquees are splashed with familiar titles. The Lion King, Aladdin, and Frozen, all from Disney. The Phantom of the Opera, My Fair Lady. Longtime Broadway show producer Ben Sprecher says there's a reason all these shows are known quantities. Because failure is no longer an option.
When you fail on Broadway, it's the sun, the moon, the sky, and the stars. There's so much money at stake every time.
According to statistics from the trade group Broadway League, gross receipts last season were close to $1.7 billion. And more than 63% of audience members were tourists. Those out-of-towners are often looking for a wow experience with an actor they know. So while shows like What the Constitution Means to Me are finding resonance with some theatergoers, their artistic strength may not be enough to keep them on the marquee for longer than a season. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.